You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. An innocent 10th grade science project helped define a career path for commentator Gary Borders, proving there is life beyond the trifold display board.
The email landed in my work inbox the other day. Kilgore College was hosting the 51st annual East Texas Regional Science Fair. Projects were available for public viewing. I planned on moseying over there to take a look. After all, my science fair project had a lot to do with me becoming a newspaper photographer in high school and beyond. For my 10th grade science project, I decided to demonstrate how easy it was to fake a photograph of an unidentified flying object. I can't recall what prompted me to undertake this endeavor. My UFO was a partially dismantled Star Trek model with its wings stripped so that all that remained was the saucer shape. I borrowed my mother's Instamatic camera, a roll of black and white film, and bought the lightest fishing line I could get. I strung the model, which was about a foot in diameter, about 3 feet off the ground, out in our backyard. Then I wriggled my way under the model and lay down on my back. From that angle, I composed the photo so it looked as if the flying saucer was hovering in the sky over the roofline of our house. I shot the entire roll of film, taking photos from several angles, and then mailed the roll off to be processed. That took a week back then during the dinosaur era. Once I got the snapshots back, I selected the best 4 negatives and had black and white 8x10s made of them. I figured the enlargements would make the photos even blurrier. The graininess would disguise the fishing line holding up the UFO. Getting the enlargements took a few more days, but finally I had my fake UFO photos. If one did not look too closely, it looked as if a flying saucer was hovering over our home in South Longview. From there, the rest of the project was easy. I went to the old Nicholson Library on Green Street and did some cursory research on previous famed sightings of UFOs and notable hoaxes. I titled the project UFOs, Fact or Fiction, and slapped it on a trifold of heavy-duty cardboard. I placed high enough in my class to send me to the regional science fair at Kilgore College. While there, I was accosted by a man in an army uniform, one of the fair sponsors. He questioned me closely about the photographs. Where did I get them? I faked them, I proudly answered. Was I sure about that? Well, yes, it's my science project, I replied. He seemed dubious, but he finally accepted my explanation. My project won some type of prize from the Army, which my mother held on to for decades, along with the photos. I still have the photos in a box somewhere. A few weeks after the science fair, the chief photographer for the Longview paper came up to me. "So, I hear you're interested in photography. I saw your exhibit at the science fair," he said. I was interested in photography about like I was interested in UFOs, collecting rocks, baseball trivia, or antique cars. It was just something I had done at the time, but I said yes to be polite. "We have a part-time job developing film and taking pictures once in a while," he said. "It's yours if you want it." My interest in photography escalated instantly. It beat the heck out of stuffing inserts into newspapers in the mailroom, my job at the time. Soon I was learning the mysteries of the darkroom, shooting football games, and learning the thrill of seeing, albeit rarely, my photos in print with my name under the cutline. I was hooked, both on photography and newspapers, and all because of a science project on how to fake a picture of a UFO.
Commentator Gary Borders is a journalism instructor at Kilgore College. You can find his writing and photography at garyborders.com.